Hello, Millennium Live listeners. Connor Tui, your host of the Millennium Live podcast. Happy to be back with another episode. We are on the other end of 250 episodes. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us and to our dedicated listeners and members and partners. I want to take this time to thank you for just not only listening in, but for wanting to know more about solutions that are out there. And to continue this partner series, we're going to be talking today about Medicare plans that are redefined and embracing technology for improved health and longevity. Today, I am joined with Pete English. He is the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Medicare at ParaHealth Labs. And today, we're going to be talking about Aptiv Advantage, that product that is embracing technology for improved health and longevity. Pete, thanks for so much for joining the podcast. It's great to talk to you today and pick your brain a little bit about how this product is really innovating and improving health outcomes.
Connor, just a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. Look forward to an engaging conversation. And for some reason, Medicare has become my passion over the last 20 years. So I don't know how that happened, but it is what it is, right? So I'm going to embrace it.
Well, as you should. And you know what? You're the perfect person to talk to today then about everything that's going on in terms of Aptiv. And I want to really start about, you know, kind of getting your thoughts, Pete, on the history and sort of the current state of fitness and wellness offerings in Medicare plans. And right. And sort of the passion that you share here and how you envision the evolution of this in the future.
You know, it's a great question because, you know, as I think about it, I've been in Medicare long enough now that I remember when Medicare Advantage plans first started putting a fitness benefit in their product that their beneficiaries and members could access. It's really evolved over the last 20 years. When it first came out, it was really just what I'll call window dressing. It didn't have a ton of substance to it, not a ton of teeth or a ton of depth. It was a lot of the health plans really showing, hey, we're innovating or we're adding more benefits to our product, et cetera, et cetera. It really wasn't that deep. And really what's happened over the last 15 years has really been the fact that a fitness solution or fitness benefit has really become table stakes as it relates to a Medicare Advantage product. If you don't have one, you're really not even in the game, as it were. And beneficiaries are way more savvy than when the Medicare program first started or Medicare Advantage products first came out. They know how to dissect the products and compare one to the other and what has what and what doesn't have this. And one of those big things is a fitness benefit. I think as much as it's changed in the last 15 years, I think it's going to change 10x that amount over the next 15 years. And here's why. It's all the technology. It is the artificial intelligence is just the beginning, I think. And you'll have, what's interesting is it's been a relatively stale space. And here's why I say that. It's been dominated by a couple of players, and they haven't done a ton of innovation. And I'll be candid, because they really haven't had to. There are two players in this space that carry a pretty dominant market share, about 60%+. And they haven't had a reason to innovate a lot. Well, that's changed over the last number of years. And that's where someone like Aptiv Advantage and ParaHealth Labs comes into play. We're an innovation company. We're a technology company and have done, we've been in the fitness space now for a little over a decade. We started in the direct consumer side. So that's what one of the things that differentiates us a little bit is we know how to talk to a health plan's members. You know, because we have that direct-to-consumer side, and also have the enterprise side where we take it directly to companies as well. But you know, is it going to change? It's going to change a ton. And I think technology is going to continue to drive that. Technology and innovation, especially as health plans get, they are probably facing Medicare plans specifically, some headwinds over the next couple of years in terms of CMS cutting reimbursements and demanding more for their reimbursement dollars.
Well, Pete, you mentioned a significant amount of really great points there that I really want to touch upon in this podcast. The first thing I want to kind of talk about specifically for our payer audience and our members who are listening is kind of what it is, the potential impact of these fitness and wellness initiatives on overall healthcare costs, specifically for Medicare plans and their beneficiaries.
Yeah, another really good question, because what happens is most Medicare plans, and it's not really not just Medicare plans, it's all health plans, whether Medicare, Medicare Advantage, whether they're commercial plans, individual exchange or underage plans as well. Every one of them struggles with engagement. How do they engage with their members? How do they get members to engage with them and give them information? And how do they help? How do they help the plan help the member? And that comes through engagement. And that's really what a lot of this about. It starts with engagement. If you have an engaged member, then the health plan, Medicare or otherwise, can be much more proactive in terms of how they can help that particular member. If they need more exercise or not eating right, they can help so much more. And when they do that, when the engagement level increases, there's a direct correlation between engagement level and claims ratios. They will, one, you know, our hashtag is, you know, movement is medicine. When you get a member moving, that's when they're going to be much happier. It's great for mental health. It's great for, you know, general outlook. And it also just gets them moving. And the more you move, the more the healthier you're going to be. I'm not a doctor. Don't play one. Don't plan to. But I can tell you that's, you know, we have a bunch of case studies that document the impact of physical fitness on particularly Medicare beneficiaries in terms of flexibility, in terms of mobility, in terms of stability, in terms of they really increase on all those things. And so many times, Medicare members are hurt because they fall or because they, you know, they don't have the flexibility and trip or whatever. That's where the solutions come into play.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I mean, we could talk all day about how important it is for, you know, specifically that age group where Medicare comes into play to be moving around, just to be moving and mobile and
get them moving.
And I do want to talk about a little bit of the challenges specifically for Medicare plans to incorporate fitness solutions. And how can technology overcome those challenges that we're seeing today and make an impact on those lives?
Right. It's fascinating, and here's why, okay? First of all, again, it does come back to that engagement piece. Okay. And I want to say this the right way. Today's someone who's aging into Medicare today, turning 65, is a lot different than the person who was aging into Medicare 20 years ago. Okay. My mom's 84, 85 years old. Okay. If you ask her to look at an app or, you know, check her phone for something, she's just not super comfortable with that, right? I have some very funny FaceTime videos to prove it. So the other one is, exactly. And then you today, on the other hand, if you look at someone who's becoming 65 or turning 65 today, they get it. You tell them to go to their iPad, you know, pick up their iPhone and log into an app and do this. They get it. They understand it. They embrace the technology. Whereas 20 years ago, it was almost, you know, they almost pushed it away. And that's the beauty of it, especially as, you know, the last number of years, we just came out of the COVID pandemic, right? You have remote workers. Many of these folks were working, and some of them still are working, okay? Technology overcomes distance, right? You can, if we have the ability to engage with beneficiaries regardless of where they are, okay? We have the ability to, we have not only, you know, 27,000 plus brick and mortar gyms, we got 9,500 plus classes that they can go log in, and a lot of them are curated specifically for Medicare beneficiaries. So they can go to their TV and download the app and look and go to a class right then and there. And that's where technology helps you overcome those types of things. It has the ability to, where previously you would have had to go pick up Mrs. Jones and had somebody pick her up and take her to the gym. Now you don't have to. She may have a caregiver, but guess what? They can do some exercises in her home, which is a huge advantage. And I just honestly continue, I think we're going to continue to see that accelerate.
I want to get your thoughts here, Pete. You know, kind of your opinion about the factors, specifically the key factors that make fitness and wellness programs successful. Right. You mentioned engagement. We'd love to talk about retention among Medicare beneficiaries. You know, this, we're talking a lot about technology and kind of like, how can technology play a key role in enhancing these factors of engagement and retention?
It is a huge factor. It really is. And I won't name names, but I've been in, as I mentioned, I've been in the Medicare space a long time. I remember it was probably 6 or 7 years ago. My wife runs a Medicare insurance agency where she helps Medicare beneficiaries pick their Medicare plans. Okay. And I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, one of, if not the top Medicare health individual health plan in the country, decided to move away from silver sneakers as their fitness benefit. You could change copays, you could change out of pockets, you could change networks, you could change all kinds of things in a Medicare Advantage plan that Medicare beneficiaries would be willing to, I don't say live with, okay? You touch that fitness benefit, they freaked out. Oh, I'm leaving. Who else has that? Okay? It was a huge deal. I mean, a massive deal. And they came back with it the next year, okay? What's the key? It has to be simple to use. It has to have low member abrasion. And when I say key factors, I look at that from a number of perspectives. I look at it from the member perspective, and I look at it from the plan perspective. Okay. From the member perspective, it's got to be easy to use. I have to go to my app, get my card wherever I go, and not have any issues with that. Low, what I would call low member abrasion, right? When you look at it from the health plan side, okay, there's lots of not challenges, but there's a lot that fitness solutions can really help with in terms of the health plan, get to know their members and increase that engagement. And how they do that, like our solutions, one of the unique pieces is we are able to engage with members individually. We can craft messages on behalf of the health plan that say, hey, Connor, you forgot to take your meds today. Did you take your statin medication today? Something like that. Hey, there's a new group of people. You might want to join this group and engage in a little contest. We can do rewards programs, those kinds of things. For the health plan, historically, the utilization on a fitness benefit has been low, less than 4%. I was shocked when I heard that number. So moving the needle, you know, if you have a solution like ours that can move that needle to 6, that's a big change for the health plan. And the health plan is all about that member engagement. And they're also all about, being more proactive as it relates to their membership and thinking ahead in terms of health conditions they may have or may encounter, not just the ones to be totally reactive, right? So the retention piece is all about telling them what you're going to deliver to them. Hey, we're going to give you a best-in-class fitness solution, delivering on it and reminding them and putting it in a way that the beneficiaries understand it. And it's easy to digest and easy to understand and biggest thing, again, easy to use.
Yeah, Pete, I can't have a podcast like this one without mentioning AI, and everyone's kind of talking about it. It's kind of like the topic of discussion.
It's the buzzword right now, right?
AI. I mean, it's made significant contributions to so many industries and in healthcare, particularly in relation to Medicare. I would love to know, like, what you're seeing out there and how integrating this type of technology in terms of personalization and the way that you can kind of curate more fitness programs into those Medicare plans to kind of help seniors overcome barriers to exercise and kind of take more control over their health and wellness.
AI, Connor, is going to continue to fundamentally change this landscape. Okay, whether it's in a Medicare health plan or other health plans. I'll give you a fast example of how AI is already playing a role with our Aptive Advantage product. What's awesome about it is when Connor signs up, Connor's now a member, okay? First time Connor logs in, Connor says, hey, I'm 65 years old. I would consider my fitness level to be poor. My goals are to increase range of motion, increase my mobility, stability, cardiovascular. And you know what? AI is personally building a program for Connor. They will serve up classes. Okay, just start. Hey, we'll build a program for you, Connor. And you know what? That program will change automatically as you make selections for what you want to do. You take a couple courses in stretching or flexibility or a biking class or walking, whatever it is, right? The solution will automatically start to serve up things that are attractive to you and will motivate you to continue to exercise and move. That's the power of AI right there in a very real sense. Because prior to AI, how does that work? You're bunched into a group. Oh, you aged into Medicare in 2024. Oh, we have general demographics or general information about how those people utilize technology and how they think and what they want, but we don't have anything specific to you. This gets it down to a member level, which is incredible.
There's so many avenues to go down with AI.
There are. Yeah.
There's no doubt it's having a big impact, but Pete, what do you think is the biggest impact that AI is going to have in the space on Medicare plans in the future as it relates to fitness and fitness apps like Aptive?
Well, first of all, I think AI is going to have a tremendous impact for the Medicare health plans, not just in the fitness world, not just in the fitness benefit, but in how care is delivered, how it's provided, how it's thought of. We don't have enough time to talk about all that, nor is it my area of expertise, but it is going to fundamentally change that element and how physicians interact, all that. On the fitness side, again, I firmly believe that it will continue to drive personalization. So that we're, again, engaging with members, not on a category level, not on a demographic level. Oh, you're in this state, in this county, and this and that. No, we get to know you as an individual member. That will continue to happen, and that will continue to become refined. As we, you know, that's one of the things we do really, really well. We are continually curating and adding fitness classes specifically for our Medicare beneficiaries. And we continually will be serving up to them to say, hey, you know, you've done a ton of work on on your flexibility. How about we work on your cardiovascular today or something like that? It really is, it is not just, they make you feel part of a team and part of something bigger than yourself. And that always motivates people. It really does. If it's done in the right way, I know that I you know, I work with the app, the VAP individually, and I enjoy it because, you know, we as employees of ParaHealth Labs have access to it, and there it's constantly serving up new things to me, you know, regardless how I feel that day, right? But it really pushes you, and it really motivates you, and it puts you in a group so you can, if you want, you can compete with your friends. Not everybody likes that. Some people just like to work out in their, you know, do their thing by themselves. And it allows that for that too. I just think AI will continue to tailor a personal experience for every member that's doing it. And that will only get better the more refined it gets. I mean, we're using AI right now in the initial health assessment. In other words, when you come in today and you're a new member, there's an assessment we'll walk you through. Hey, let's test your mobility. Let's test your flexibility. And literally we have videos on that. Oh, can you bend down from your hips this far? Can you get your thighs level with the ground when you stretch down? I mean, there's so much stuff. That kind of thing allows us to, again, build that personalized program for you and continue to push one on your areas of need if you want it, but also on your areas of desire. If you want to run a marathon, hey, I'm training for a marathon. We got stuff to help you get there.
I mean, that.
And the other thing is we're so fascinating, man. What's that?
That's fascinating. I was gonna ask specifically about how Aptiv is kind of using AI to kind of have this digital coach, if you will.
That's what it's all about. It is.
It's kind of tailoring this personalized approach to fitness, and
100%.
When it comes to Medicare, that's what you want.
And the other thing is, I mean, one of the unique benefits we have, you know, probably the largest network of fitness facilities in the Medicare space, and it's really great. Our members can literally, if they want to go brick and mortar, they can do it. Okay, so they can go visit the gym every day. One of the unique aspects of ours are, one, you know, if they want to go to Orange Theory on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and go to Pilates on Tuesday and yoga on Thursday, no restrictions on that. You got to give them flexibility to do what they want and do it how they want and engage with them on their terms. And that's really what, you know, AI continues to provide insights into how to do that. I mean, I find it interesting. When I was with the company just a short period of time, I was at a conference, a Medicare conference, and a woman came up to me and she goes, "I've heard of you guys," and go, because we had our Aptiv Advantage sign up, right? I said, "Have you heard of Aptiv?" She goes, "Oh my God, I've been a subscriber for 10 years." She goes, "I love you guys." So when we are bringing people over from our Aptiv solution, which is our enterprise solution, they're excited. Many of them know it already. And that's a wonderful thing when you have, and they know how easy it is to use and what kind of coaching they get and opportunity they get. So it's really cool to watch people engage with it. It's, watch people get excited about it and get excited about, you know, improving their health.
Yeah. And that's awesome. And, just to get your perspective, Pete, I know you've been in this space for years. I don't want to mention age or anything like that, but we're talking about Medicare, so.
Easy now. I think I'm a little closer to that demographic than you are.
But all in all, you've seen a lot of change, obviously, just from your time working with Medicare. How do you really see technology continuing to shape and redefine sort of the way we approach health and wellness and Medicare? And you know, we're only scratching the surface in terms of AI and
that, what we can do. That is a fact. That is a flat out fact, Connor. We are literally only scratching the surface. Think about Peloton 4 years ago. Were they a big thing? Sort of, maybe. They exploded, right? Absolutely exploded during the pandemic. And what did that teach people? That made people, and when I say people, I mean beneficiaries, individuals, but also made organizations, healthcare organizations, think differently about healthcare and specifically about fitness. We can't just deliver a brick and mortar gym to you and say, hey, knock yourself out, go do it, and let you go. It's got to be about the communication process. It's got to be about the engagement process that says, hey, we offer this benefit is part of your plan. We encourage you to use it. We can do outreach on behalf of the plan that says, hey, the nearest gym is 4 miles from you. Hey, have you thought about, you know, a class on stretching or mobility or stability? And you know, that's the beauty of technology continuing to drive that personalization. And that's, in my opinion, just going to continue to accelerate over time. And I recognize that AI, you know, causes some concern, right? There's concern over compliance. There's concern over, and compliance is a huge part of Medicare, huge part. And there's always that concern that AI needs to be used and technology needs to be used in the right way. And that's what we continue to put out positive programs, be flexible, easy to do business with, and members continue to give us, you know, two thumbs up, if you will, in terms of how the solution is accessed, how it's utilized, and the benefits they see.
Well, we're talking a lot about the benefits, and obviously if you are an active listener to the podcast and sort of how Millennium interacts with so many different types of industries, we know about cybersecurity, and we also know about healthcare and cybersecurity. There's so much in terms of implementing types of technology like AI. There's a lot of groundwork that needs to be done.
That's interesting. You can't quite seem to separate, you know, compliance and technology. You know, can't quite separate them. In other words, they always will go together.
Especially now.
And if you're, what's that?
Especially now.
Oh, well, you have to put it this way. If you're talking about these types of benefits for the health plan, that's in the top three or four questions they're going to talk to you about. Hey, your benefit's nice. Let's talk about security. Let's talk about HIPAA. Let's talk about all that stuff. And let's talk about how you secure the data and how it's shared and how it's utilized, et cetera. It's a major component. And a large part of that, excuse me, is driven by CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That they, you know, they put Medicare beneficiaries' digital security and PHI, protected health information, above all. They really do. And the plans are, and rightfully so, very, very conscious, because CMS can basically come in and shut them down if they see some things that are systemic, that are potential, you know, bad news for their membership, and they don't seem doing things about it. But that said, the health plans, and that's what's interesting. I've been on a couple of sides of this equation. I've been with a number of national and regional health plans in senior roles. I've been, as I mentioned, I started my own agency with my wife, and I'm now on the technology side. And I can tell you that I was fascinated. Yeah, I was fascinated when I came to this and started to realize some of the technology that was in the pipeline. The reason I originally kind of moved to this space was to learn about the technology that was coming into healthcare and specifically into Medicare. And to see those things and see some of them start to come to fruition and have a material effect on beneficiaries and beneficiaries' lives so that they feel better, they are more engaged with their health plan, that it really does encourage you when you start to see that and you start to see members embrace the technology. And that's sometimes the biggest challenge you have. But I think that challenge is reducing as the demographics change for turning 65, right?
I mean, in compliance and technology, we could have a whole nother podcast episode on that.
You could have a series, a week long series on that one.
And, you know, I hope we do, because you're, first of all, just a great person to talk to and have on the podcast. I'm just happy to have a great conversation with you. And hopefully, I mean, the part two, three, we'll talk later about having more podcasts with each other, Pete. But
I'd love to help. I'd love to help.
Just talking about, and we've talked a lot about the benefits, and clearly there's just a lot of great benefits. But in your opinion, Pete, to encourage more Medicare beneficiaries to take advantage of these programs like Aptiv, how do we get there? How do we get the knowledge out to this group to take advantage of these digital health and fitness solutions?
Yeah. Couple things on that front. And by the way, you know, CMS announced some recent regulations that are coming into effect in 2025. And basically the premise behind that, or the key driver behind that, was Medicare wants to see more for their dollar. They want to see a return on investment. They want to see how it impacts their beneficiaries. Quite frankly, Connor, most of it is communication. It really is. I know that sounds, I don't want to oversimplify, but what I mean by that is communications from multiple parts of the organization. First of all, it should be a key component when any broker assists a member to sign up for their plan. Mrs. Jones, hey, you're signing up for this wonderful Medicare Advantage plan. They have a fitness component. Once we get you enrolled, let's go ahead and get you signed up for the fitness benefit, and I'll help you start using it. Communication at the broker level, right? The other thing is in your welcome kit. You know, Pete, you know, I sign up for a plan. I'm going to be getting a letter from that carrier very shortly that has my card, Outlook summary of benefits, all the stuff. Okay. A major part of that, big red letters, needs to be about, hey, here are some of the programs that are eligible, specifically your fitness program that is eligible to you as a member at no cost. Here's how you use it. If you need assistance, call XYZ customer support, customer service. They will help you. The other piece is, so you do those two things. They hear about it from the broker if they use a broker to help them enroll in their plan. They hear about it in their welcome kit or their welcome letter from the health plan. Critical. And this is where CMS is really pushing. They want more mid-year communications to remind the members to say, you know, come out in June and say, hey, Mrs. Jones, you know, just want to remind you, you have a fitness benefit that is available. We've noticed you haven't gone to a gym. Here are six gyms within a 4-mile radius. And here's access to our, here's how you log in to get your online classes. The reminder stuff is big. And it really, I know it sounds oversimplistic, but communication is absolutely critical. And again, the plan, it's one of those things, tell them what you're going to do it, and then just keep reminding them. And that's part of it. It really is. And if you, and trust me, in many instances, a solution provider like us or the health plan has access to see that if a new member went in and tried to sign up and wasn't successful, that can be an outreach from our customer service unit that says, hey, Mrs. Jones, we noticed you were looking to log in or looking to set up your fitness solution. Can I help you do that now? Those kinds of things. It is making it as easy as possible to access them, because that's one of the challenges they face. And one of the complaints that many Medicare beneficiaries have is, I don't know where my membership card is. I don't know what to show them when I walk in. Do I just go in and tell them my name? Nope. All you got to do is with your phone. Your membership card is on there for everything. For every gym you visit within the Aptiv Advantage network, that's all you have to show them. And you have to make it easy to access, easy to utilize. Because if you don't, they'll get frustrated and they'll quit. They won't go. Won't use it.
Mm. Well, Pete, I mean, again, this has been such a great conversation, but I can't let you go without kind of just talking about either just a piece of advice or some wisdom, or you're talking about kind of the future. I love that we already talked about the future and are excited about what's to come in this space. But, you know, specifically for our listeners who would probably attend a Millennium Alliance event and in that pairs, space, those decision makers who, you know, they're maybe come across their desk several different options for personalized coaching and solutions that are out there. So I would love to kind of just end it on a sweet note about what sets Aptive Advantage apart from those traditional Medicare offerings.
First of all, greatly appreciate the question. Always excited to talk about what differentiates us, because I think it's quite a bit. There's a number of things that really differentiate us. And again, I'll go back to, if you will, the pressure that a lot of these health plans are going to be coming under to consolidate, to show a return on investment, et cetera. They're facing some headwinds over the next couple of years, quite frankly. And CMS is looking for more value. Where we differentiate, one, you know, from a brick and mortar perspective, we have the largest network in the country, period. With arguably the most YMCAs, believe it or not, the YMCA is the gym that most Medicare beneficiaries think of first, and you got to have them. So those are kind of table stakes, and we have those. The other element that differentiates us is from a network perspective is a member is allowed to be members at multiple gyms at the same time. And many of our competitors, if you're a member at, you know, the Y, that's your gym for the month. You're not going to Orange Theory. You're not going to that Pilates studio or what have you. Nope, that's your gym. With ours, you can be a member of all of them at the same time. And the only limitations are if that particular gym has caps. Like I know that Orange Theory has a cap of 8 visits per month. And I always tell our people, I'm like, trust me, if we have Medicare beneficiaries that are going to Orange Theory 8 times a month, they're in great shape. Trust me, they're doing great, right? So that is really great. It allows our members the flexibility to, and we have, as part of that network, we have more what I'll call the niche gyms or the niche facilities of the yoga and the Pilates. Those are big, big items that the Medicare crowd really loves. Two, our digital solution. Our digital solution is second to nobody right now, and it is awesome. We have 9,500, and that number, when I got here about a year ago, was right around 8,000. So that tells you the growth of the number of programs. We do all that internally. We own it. It's all in the States. We don't outsource that to anyone. The number of programs, we can build very specific programs for a carrier. In other words, we can build, if a carrier wants programs just for them, we can do that. And so that's a big differentiator. It's across, you know, our programs are across 16 different categories. So it really gives them choice and options. And finally, you know, is our innovation. We bring a ton of innovation. We're an innovation company, innovation technology company, and we bring a ton of partners into this. We have some great partners in some really, really key areas for health plans. As I mentioned, they're going to be looking to consolidate, and they're going to be looking to maximize their efficiency and their ROI. We can help them do that with some of the partnerships we have in place across some very, very critical areas that can help Medicare health plans significantly. And I'm happy to go into those if someone's of interest. So,
well, that's only more reasons why we need a part two to this episode. But
there we go.
Pete, this has been great. Thank you so much for not only just taking the time out of your day and your busy schedule to chat with me, but to kind of introduce our audience to Aptive and the great work that ParaHealth Labs is doing just to create solutions for Medicare beneficiaries and for payers, and to make it easier for those who are on the front lines here of healthcare. Technology is only improving, and somebody who's been in the space as long as you have, you're just a wealth of knowledge, and I'm just grateful to get the chance to chat with you, man. So
thank you. Now you're dating me again. No, one, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. I enjoyed it. I, for whatever reason, as I said, I've developed this passion around Medicare, and I'm always excited to talk about it and always excited to share with folks what Aptiv Advantage can do for them, whether it's a beneficiary or a health plan. So thank you for having me. I am more than welcome to do part two, part three of the series, whatever you want to do, my friend, I'm there for you. So thank you very much. And I look forward to speaking with you again.
Cool. And thank you to our audience, or specifically our healthcare audience, and learning how to embrace technology for improved health and longevity. We'll see you soon.